They might be giants. A band which has been selling out shows around Australia. Next week, it's Tasmania's turn when they land at the Rest Point Casino, and one of the founding members, who, well, look, may still be trying to forget the haircut he had when he started the band. It was 1982, after all. John Linnell, hello.
Not at all. I'm still cultivating the same hair that I had then. Yeah, that, it's a few gray hairs in there, but
not as much need for a blow dryer as there was in 1982.
I never used a blow dryer. I had my own scene going on, as many people did.
Now, how are Australian audiences treating you so far, John?
Man, we are. Our minds are blown with this tour that we're currently on. You know, we've been here quite a lot over the decades, and this is by far the biggest tour we've ever done. I don't say that sort of casually or as a, you know. I mean, it really is. This is kind of bizarre, actually, that we're suddenly seeing such interest in the band. But we're very happy to be here. We're excited, and we're up to the challenge.
Excellent. Is there anything unique about Australian audiences?
Unique. Hmm. Well, I think that every individual in the audience is unique. I say that as a parent. I can't group them all together. Everybody's special in their own way. No, I have no idea what's unique about Australia, except that we're doing supremely well here this year, and it's really, really fun for us.
You really are selling out shows, adding extra shows, adding shows where you play your seminal album Flood in full.
Yes.
How are they going down?
Very well. Surprisingly, there are people who were apparently not alive when that album was recorded, who were very young, perhaps unable to speak yet, who for some reason are excited to come and hear the whole thing and know all the words and stuff. So that's great. And then we've been doing a lot of songs from our new album, Nanobots, and songs that we've recorded in the, you know, we actually haven't been to Australia in about 12 years. So we're playing material from some of the albums that we've done in the interim. And surprisingly, people here seem to have purchased those albums and memorized the lyrics, because we can watch their lips moving while we're playing, and it seems like they know the lyrics at least as well as we do.
Your music's always had a real fun element to it and a quirkiness. What did you think when you started to be in demand for children's music?
Well, it wasn't something we thought of as a career move originally, but it also wasn't a huge leap, because we didn't really drastically change what we were doing. I think we removed the references to death and divorce, and other than that, our music was deemed appropriate for kids. So you know, it was kind of a lateral move for us.
And another way, I suppose, you came across another audience and another Grammy, I should mention, was for the Malcolm in the Middle theme song.
Yes.
Your song Boss of Me was used. Let me just play a little moment of that. So that was exposure to a whole lot of new people. Did you like the show?
Sure, yeah. We actually spent a season writing incidental music. I don't know whether, was that a thing that people watched over here?
It was.
Like in the middle, yeah. I mean, we did the first couple seasons of incidental music as well as the theme. And, you know, I think the theme was the funnest part, because it's something you record once and they play over and over again. And
keep paying you for, presumably.
And keep paying us. That's fun. That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the whole experience was you know, pretty agreeable. And we got a Grammy. So
it's kind of winning all around, isn't it? Birdhouse has been your biggest chart success. Still a lot of joy in that song for me. Is there still, for you, after playing it so many times over the years?
We have it sort of intertwined in our DNA at this point. So, I mean, I've often said to people, you know, the comfortable thing for us about doing the show with that song in it is that you could probably chop our heads off and we'd still be able to play the song. You know, it's just written, it's in our brain stem now, you know, so we'd be like the chickens running around with our heads cut off. We could still play Birdhouse, and it's just fun and easy in that way. You know, there's a lot of stuff on the new album that we're still scrunching up our faces when we're trying to play and looking at our fingers and everything. And so Birdhouse is kind of a vacation.
Nice. Just on autopilot for that one.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I shouldn't say that, because we're enjoying it and we're putting our hearts into it. And he said, desperately trying to revise his earlier statement.
No, it's okay. Your secret is safe here. What is next for you as a band? Still making music, still touring, having formed 31 years ago.
It's true. We're gonna be touring pretty much for the rest of the year. This is a month we're doing in Australia and New Zealand. And then we're back in the States for a while, and we're hitting Europe in the fall, more United States. And then we're going to figure out what comes next. But we're barely halfway through this global tour. So
waking up, not sure where you are.
Not entirely sure. I know that I had to set my watch back half an hour here in Adelaide, mm-hmm. which was confusing. Because normally I think of time zones as happening in intervals of 1 hour.
Yeah. They're a bit strange, the Adelaideans.
Just one of the
South
quirks
Australians.
Of Adelaide. Yeah,
yeah, there are many. There are many you will be able to explore while you're there.
There's going to be an eclipse tomorrow. I'm not sure if you're going to get that in Hobart.
Oh, it's better from the northern parts of Australia, but we will still be able to see some here.
Right. Very good, yes. I'm hoping to get up early and see that.
Glad we put on a show for you. Is there any sort of collection you put together of all the places you go? Do you, you know, get a snow dome from everywhere and remember
snow
your
dome,
trip?
That would be a good idea. I take a lot of pictures, and in some ways that's actually the best way to remember, because, you know, we come back to somewhere after, for example, here after 12 years, and it is a little bit head-scratchy trying to remember which place we played, the names of the place we played. The other thing is we have this great resource that someone else is responsible for, where it's called TMBG Wiki, and they have itemized every single gig we've ever played.
Oh.
Which, I mean, for me, this is like a godsend for me, because
no
I can barely...
No need to write it on the back of your guitar.
Absolutely, yeah. And
John,
it includes set lists, so we can figure out what we played the last time we were here, for example, and either play a different show or...
I better bolt to the newsroom. It is marvelous to hear from you. Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
John Linnell, They Might Be Giants. News now.